Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, follow.
The Cisco Kid. And now, our exciting story of the Cisco Kid, holed up at Retribution Pass. Because his life was dedicated to riding throughout the untamed lands of the Old Southwest, helping those in trouble, many a strange adventure came the way of the Cisco Kid. One of the strangest, one of the deadliest, was the holdup at Retribution Pass. Our story opens in the warden's office of a state prison in the Old Southwest. The warden is talking to two men who stand before his desk.
Red, you and Stoney have served your time and you're free to go. You've done 15 years. That's a big chunk out of a man's life.
Never mind the preaching, warden.
I'm not preaching to you, Red. I'm giving you a word of advice. You were sent up because Tom Dunson turned state's evidence on you. You forced him to take part in that holdup at Retribution Pass. You scared him into faking a breakdown of his stage to make your job easier. Afterwards, Tom had a change of heart, confessed the whole thing, and got off with 2 years. What I'm coming to is this. If Tom was to die sudden-like, you and Stoney are going to be looked up and asked a lot of questions. I'm telling you that it's for your own good. I hope you both let bygones be bygones and go straight.
You all through?
Yep. You can go now. Unless you want to shake hands first.
Well, you've been all right with me, Warden. I'll shake hands with you.
No, you won't, Stoney. He's a double-crosser like all the rest of them. Come on.
Well, all right. So long, Warden.
Good luck to you, Stoney. And good luck to you, Red. Yeah, come on in, Cisco.
You, Senor Warden. You could hear everything in the next room, couldn't you?
Same. Those are two very tough hombres, especially the one called Red.
Yeah, they are. Red's the worst by far, Cisco. He's a devil. More than that, he's a thinker, and that's a bad combination.
There can be no doubt about that. What do you want me to do, Senor Wharton?
Well, I'm hoping you'll give old Tom the protection he's going to need. He made a bad mistake, and he suffered for it. I hate to think of him suffering anymore.
You believe those men will go to his rancho?
Sure they will.
Well, after you warn them...
They'll go there first, Cisco. I know Red. I don't think he'll harm Tom physically. He's too smart for that. But he'll harm him plenty in other ways. Ways the laws can't touch him for it.
I understand.
One of the bitterest things in Tom's mind is that he turns state's evidence. That's why he lives off by himself. He'd go to almost any length to keep people from hearing about it. Red knows that Tom feels that way. And that's going to be your problem, Cisco.
You may be sure we'll do all we can to help Senor Tom, Pancho
yeah,
and I.
I know you will, Cisco. That's why I called you here to the prison. I've tried to get Tom to live with me, but he won't. You see, Dunston isn't his real name, Cisco. His last name is the same as mine. He's my brother.
Now, little wildcat. Pancho, that thinks you're being a very nice battle. Come now, let Pancho show you a little bit of his santo. Must you keep your claws so sharp? And what's Cisco think when he gets back and you behave so badly?
Hold up, Pancho!
What that? Ay, Cisco!
Well, Pancho, you old ball of butter.
Ay, Cisco, you say those nice things to Pancho. And Pancho, glad to see you, Pancho.
Stop running around, Pancho.
Pancho, glad to see you, Cisco.
I'm glad to see you, Pancho. I'm glad to be back in our camp.
Yes.
This past week has seemed like a year. But it's been in a good cause.
You see, anything Cisco says is good.
Stop jumping now and take your strength. I think you are going to need it for... Madre mia, what is that you have over there in that wild cage?
Oh, that Isabel, Cisco.
Isabel? Looks like a wildcat to me, Pancho.
He is a wildcat, Gato. And Pancho get very lonesome while Cisco away, so Pancho go find himself a little pet. Come, Cisco, come. See what a fine little pet Isabel is. Isabel. Hey, this is Cisco. No, that's no way to greet Cisco. Pancho slow to eat.
So you say Isabel is a pet?
You should have seen her last week, Cisco.
Well, if you want such a pet, Pancho, that is good. But come now, we must break camp quickly.
Where we go?
We go to the rancho of Senor Dunstan. Muy pronto.
In Pancho take Isabel?
No? Pancho, we cannot bother with that wildcat. We have far more important things to do.
Cisco, please let Pancho take Isabel. Please, Cisco, please.
All right, Pancho, take Isabel if you want to. Uh-huh. If Loco will let you put her on his back, which I doubt.
Pancho got the sack for Isabel.
We'll not for Loco, but come, we have no time to lose.
Pancho ready now, Cisco. Pancho put Isabel in the sack. Now, Isabel. You go into the sack. There. Loco. Loco. Pancho put his sack up on your back. Loco, what's the matter with you? This is only a wildcat.
Hurry, Pancho, hurry.
This is what Pancho tried to hurry. Loco, I said it is only a little wildcat.
Loco,
whoa! Do not a bucking bronco! Stop acting like one! Whoa, ho!
Cisco, that the wildest ride Pancho ever had.
The reason is clear, Pancho. Get that cat off Loco's back.
Come down, Isabel.
So, now we'll make camp here. Uh-huh. Just across the creek from Senor Dunson's rancho.
Si, Cisco, si.
While you are taking care of that cat, I'll ride over to the rancho and make myself known to him. And that may be him watching us from in front of the rancho. I'll see. Up there, come on.
That's near enough, stranger.
Oh, there. Here, Dunston.
That's my name. Who are you?
I'm the Cisco Kid. And over there is mi compañero, Pancho.
I've heard of you two hombres. What do you want around here?
Sir Dunston, you are a man of intelligence. Therefore, I will speak directly. You are shortly to have a visit from two hombres. They are known as Red and Stony.
Wait. Keep your distance, Cisco. How do you know about them two?
They were released from prison only a few days ago. So Pancho and I are here at the request of the prison warden.
Oh, did he tell you about me?
Si, senor, he did. I'm keeping nothing from you.
He had no right to tell you or anybody else. He should have kept his mouth shut. Get off my land. Keep off of it or I'll gun you down. You understand?
I understand, senor. Also, I understand that your two visitors are now arriving. With your permission, I will wait.
Now, look, hombre, I told you.
Si, senor, you did. But I gave my promise to the warden to remain here while those hombres remain. On that promise, I intend to keep.
Howdy, Tom. Remember Stoney and me?
Yeah, I remember you, Red.
I thought you might.
You can't form with me.
Wait, Pancho, wait. Senor's a talking.
Who are these hombres, Tom?
I will answer to that. Pancho and I are friends. Very good friends of Senor Dunstan.
Well, fine. So are we, ain't we, Stoney?
Sure are, Ed. We figure to be about the best friends he's got.
That's right. Stoney and me are taking a vacation, Tom. First one in 15 years. We're aiming to spend it right here with you.
I got no room for you.
Oh, yes, you have. Because if you don't have, we're going to go somewhere else to spend our vacation, where there's lots of people we can talk with.
Sure. With great hands to talk, Tom. Especially about old times.
Well, Tom, how about it?
Well, I guess I can put you up, boys.
So, Tom, there is no need for you to do that.
Shut up, you.
Now tell Cisco to shut up, or Pancho.
Come over, Pancho. I do not like the way you talk, hombre. In fact, I do not like anything about you.
Don't make any trouble, Cisco.
I have no wish to make trouble, Senor Dunstan. I only want to say this. For them to hear as well as you. Pancho and I will be within calling distance of this house night and day.
They sound like they're going to wait on us, Tony. Well, they're sure going to have a long wait. Come on. Let's go in and look Tom's layout over.
Well, Senor Dunstan?
I've changed my mind, Cisco. I'd be obliged if you'd stick around.
about midnight.
Well, the light's still on. Ain't you coming to bed?
No, I'll do my sleeping tomorrow morning. I'm going to start the treatment now, Stoney.
Oh, want me to go in with you?
Yeah, just to see how it's done. We'll work in shifts. Tonight me, tomorrow night you. Like that. Come on.
Is it unlocked?
Yeah. Tom, Tom. Wake up, Tom.
I'm awake.
It's too bad, Tom. Ain't you been able to sleep?
What do you want? What's your idea of coming in here?
I thought you might need another blanket over you, Tom. Just thinking of your comfort. We're going to keep on thinking of your comfort, too.
You get out.
Now, that's no way to talk to your guest, Tom. I'm going to sit down on the bed here, and I want you to listen to me.
You get out, I said.
You got no way of making us get out. We got your guns. We thought we'd better take them, just in case your trigger finger got itchy.
I should have told you no when you first got here.
Yeah, but you didn't, Tom. And from now on, Stoney and me are going to be with you all the time. We're going to come in this room every half hour of the night, Tom, just to be sure you're comfortable.
And I'll lock the door on you.
Yeah, you could do that. But if you do, well, a house can catch fire mighty quick. So you leave the door unlocked. From now on, Tom, you don't do any sleeping. And wherever you try to go in the daytime, one of us will be with you.
You came here to kill me. Well, you can't do it.
No, Tom, we didn't come here to kill you. We come here to see to it that you kill yourself. Slow.
You coyote, you buzzard. Get out of this room, or I'll...
You what, Tom?
I'll put you out.
Turn state's evidence on us, will you? You sonny, come get out of here. I'll show you. Get out of here.
Let me get out.
I can't even kill you. No. All right, get up off that bed, and I'll give you some more of the same medicine.
Say, what are you watching here, Tom?
Hey, what's that?
Come in through this open window.
So it's you,
I thought you would be up to some of your underhunter tricks tonight, so I came over.
Come on, Stoney, we'll take him, too.
That is what you make.
I don't agree with you. Get up with that. Stoney, put that down. Get up.
Get up.
Get up. I'll live alone, but you Pancho, back out of it. You're getting a battle of the fight, eh? No. One more for you. One more for you.
I think that ends it. Here, Tom, will you light that lamp over there, please?
All right, just go.
Pancho, into the window now.
I'm too late.
Oh, it's not your fault, amigo. Gracias, senor. Now we can see something. This is your home, but I'm going to take the liberty of ordering these bandidos to leave.
You can't make us leave.
Very well, then we will continue the fight.
And Pancho, get into this one.
Get up on your feet.
No, I got enough.
Then get out.
You're going to let them put us out, Tom? Remember what we told you? We'll talk.
As far as I'm concerned now, you can talk your head off. Get out.
So that's the way it is, huh? All right, we'll get out. But I'm warning you, you ain't seen the last of us. That goes for you too, Cisco. We're going to get you and get you proper.
There's no doubt but what the convict will try to keep his promise. In just a moment, we'll continue our thrilling story of the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid, and hold up that retribution pass. When Red and Stoney were released from state prison after serving 15 years for holding up a stage, they came directly to the ranch of old Tom Danson to kill him for turning state's evidence. But Cisco, catching them in the act of beating Tom, threw them out of the house. Now, the following morning, Cisco and Pancho are riding to town.
Pancho, I see why not could bring Isabel, Cisco. Loco got to get used to Isabel.
Pancho, for the third and last time, I tell you, I do not want that wildcat along like we are attending to important business.
Sometimes, Cisco, we maybe need that wildcat.
We do not need her now, amigo.
You're coming into town to find out where those hombres are and if possible what their next move is going to be.
This guy think they leave this country?
No, I do not think so, Pancho.
No?
Very bad hombres. And they will go to any length to do what they started out to do.
To kill the Senor Tom?
See? Since they cannot wear him down as they had planned, they will now try to kill him as quickly as possible.
He's good thing Senor Tom be all right back with his rancho alone.
Oh, he has his guns, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
I told him we would not be gone long, and so we... Wait a minute, Pancho. Mm-hmm. Look over there.
Bah, 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 bah,
those horses tied to the hitch in front of that cafe. Mm-hmm. They are the horses of those bandidos.
Yeah. He's going to try to fight with them.
No, Pancho.
No.
That will accomplish nothing. Mm-hmm. Here, we stop here. Hold there.
Hold. Stop here, local.
Come, Pancho. Mm-hmm. Come over here and look in this window. Mm-hmm. See, they're in there, Pancho.
See?
They're sitting at a table.
What do we do now, Cisco?
I think we will go and talk with the sheriff, Pancho.
Can't you think that's a good idea, Cisco? The sheriff arrest him quickly, pronto.
The sheriff has nothing to arrest him for, Pancho.
No.
Not yet.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell him about them so he can keep an eye on them.
Hey, Cisco!
See? What is this, Taylor Jake?
How are you, Cisco?
In very good health, Garcia.
Hey, Pancho!
Pancho, go where Cisco go? Juicy Cisco, Juicy Pancho. Juicy Pancho, Juicy Cisco, or Juicy Viper.
Ain't it the truth?
Well, I'm mighty glad I met up with you, Cisco. You're just the man I'm looking for. Come on in the cafe. We'll sit down and talk.
If you do not mind, senor, I would rather not go in the cafe just now.
All right, we'll talk right here. I suppose you know I still own the stage line, Cisco.
See, you've owned it for many years, senor.
Yeah, since before that big holdup at Retribution Pass, most 16 years ago.
With Senor Tom Dunston driving the stage.
Yep. Poor old Tom. After he come out of prison, I was willing to give him his job back, but no, he wouldn't take it. I figure he should have, instead of eating his heart out all these years out in that place of his.
Sometime he may drive again, Senor Jake.
Yeah, I hope so. Tom used to take a lot of pride in getting that stage through on schedule. Yeah, but all this ain't what I started out to say. Cisco, I need you to drive that stage tomorrow on the north trip. One of my drivers is down sick, and the other one busted his leg this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry for them on you.
Yeah, it can't be helped, I know. But it leaves me without a driver. I wouldn't mind so much, but, you see, we're hauling about $20,000 worth of gold on that trip, and I got to have a driver I can depend on.
Yeah, that the road up to that pass?
Yeah, up to Retribution Pass.
I get it, huh?
That's right. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Cisco? Will you do it?
Oh, I'd be very glad to do it, senor, except for the fact that I... Wait a minute. Senor Jake, what time is your stage due to go through that pass?
4:00. Same run old Tom used to have. Why?
Senor Jake, I'm going to tell you something. Those men who held up your stage years ago are now in that cafe.
What? Why, them...
Just a moment. They are here to kill Senor Dunston. Unless we can make some arrangements, they may do just that in time. Tell me, would you loan me your stage to make a dummy run up through the pass at 2:00 tomorrow?
What do you mean, Cisco?
I mean this, senor. If we can let word get to those bandidos that $20,000 worth of gold is going up through that pass at 2:00 tomorrow, they will be on hand to hold it up. Especially if they hear that Senor Dunston is driving the stage.
Yes, yes, Pancho understand. They killed two stones with one bird.
That's the general idea, Pancho. Mm-hmm. We will not have the gold on the dummy trip. They will only think we have it. Then afterwards, we can get back to town, pick up your gold and your passengers, and run the regular trip.
Will you drive, Cisco?
I will drive on the dummy trip. But would you not let Senor Tom drive the regular run? Pancho and I will go as side riders.
All right, Pancho, that's a deal, Cisco. I'll do it. It'll sure be good to see old Tom teaming that stage out again.
Letting of this, Fred. After you left the cafe, two men come in and sat at the table next to me.
Oh, what about it, Stoney?
They'd been lifting some red eye and there was talking plenty. Listen, the stage is going out through the pass tomorrow at 2:00 with $20,000 in gold.
You sure of that?
I hear them, that's what I'm saying. It's a special trip, Fred.
Look, we got one job to do here, Stoney. To get that squealer Dunston and the Cisco.
Yeah, but Dunston's going to be driving that stage, Fred.
What?
That's what I said. The other driver's laid up, and I had to hire him. Now, how about it, Red? Will we be there?
We sure will, Stoney. We sure will be there.
Pancho,
Amigo.
Si, Cisco.
How soon you'll have that box finished?
Well, Pancho, not sure. Very soon, though.
We must be getting to town, amigo. I have things to attend to before we take out the stage. I have to see the sheriff again. I have to harness those horses.
Cisco, go along in. Pancho, come along soon.
Santo, you're making that box big enough. I would think it was to hold $40,000 in gold instead of $20,000.
Pancho, think it's better too big than too small, Cisco.
Very well. It's a good, strong box, but come, amigo. Do not waste time. Finish the box quickly.
Cisco, go along. Pancho, come along soon.
Yeah, anyone would think you want me to go in ahead of you, Pancho, but I must be on my way.
Diablo!
Yeah. Easy now. Come as quickly as you can, Pancho. Adios.
Adios, amigo. Now, Pancho, go to work. One more. One more to be ready. So, come, Missy Ben. Into the box now. And Pancho helps you in, little one. Into the box. Santo. There. Now, Pancho, think we got some friend with those bandidos. Cisco, we almost directly to the party.
Here, Mago.
Pancho, that can wait.
Pancho, what is the matter with you? It's very serious and very dangerous business. All the way up these mountain roads, you've been laughing and chuckling to yourself.
Cisco here. Pancho, don't worry, when Cisco here.
Very nice to say, amigo, but I do not understand your reason for such laughter.
Pancho, feel good.
Hey, but what is it?
Pancho, think the stage look good with all the curtains rolled down tight and the box of gold into the stage.
Well, stop the foolishness, Pancho. In another moment, we'll be in the
Get him up higher. Where's Dunstan?
Oh, for all I know, he's at home, hombre.
We can take care of Cisco, right? And get Dunstan later.
Are you after the gold?
That's one of the things we're after. And you're next. Where is it?
Oh, he's inside the stage.
He's in the big box.
In the stage, huh? With all them curtains drawn.
Maybe a trick, right?
Yeah. You... come down here and open that stage door for us. Come on.
He's come.
What are you laughing at?
He had out of his wits, Ray. That's why they're laughing. He's
about to open the door.
Well, I guess it's no trick. Nobody there. You stay out here and keep that gun on him, Stoney. I'll open up that box.
Oh, Luke.
And... hey, what the...
Sure, you ain't forgot nothing. Leaving right away. Everybody in?
Yeah,
I guess so. Cash is all yours, Tom.
Much obliged to you, Jake. I can't tell you how much.
Yes, I know a good man when I see one, Tom. Never wanted you to quit anyway.
And I'm much obliged to you, Cisco, and Pancho.
Do not thank us, Senor Tom.
No, Senor. Thank easy, bud. Yeah, sure thing. I ain't forgetting her either. Never had much use for wildcats before, but I sure have for that one. Well, we did go in.
Well, we'll be right along, Senor Tom.
All right, Cisco. And I'll be honored to have you and Pancho side riding.
Get up there. Come on, hey, get up there. Senor Tom smiled all over his face.
Hey, amigo. For the first time in many years, he's a happy man. Here, Jake, you are going to keep him on as a driver?
Sure I am, Cisco. If he'll stay.
He will stay. This is the one thing he loves to do.
Those hombres are out of the way for keeps now, ain't they?
For a long, long time, we do not have to worry about them. Gracias, señor Jake. Well, come, Pancho. We ride. Pancho.
Hey, Cisco.
You're very quiet. What is the matter, amigo?
Pancho now got no wildcat, Cisco.
I know. Wildcat got away when we let those bandidos out of the stage.
Yeah.
But she earned her freedom, Pancho.
Oh, si, but now what's Pancho got to do for a pet?
Oh, you could catch another wildcat.
It's not as easy as Pancho catch Isabel.
Well, how did you catch Isabel? You've not yet told me.
Sancho go to the spring to get some water.
Yes, eh?
And there was Isabel drinking from the other side of the spring.
Oh, I see. Well, how did you catch her?
Well, very easy to catch her, Cisco. Isabel just jumped onto Pancho's back.
Oh, that was very easy, Pancho.
And Isabel not even caught Pancho one centavo.
Then you got Isabel for nothing, Pancho?
He for nothing. Old Pancho got to buy us a new shirt, new bolero, new pantalones, and 4 bottles of liniment. But Isabel caught nothing.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.